grown. Although our love is still special. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, March 15th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We have a couple of special guests joining us this morning. We've got Roland Lee with the Bluff Community Foundation, as well as artist Lucinda Inoho joining us both this morning. Roland, Lucinda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Great to be out here.
Perfect. Glad to have you both here on the Red Rock Morning Show. You guys are working together on a really special project, a new mural going up here in Bluff, and I know folks are really excited about it. So I wanted to take some time to chat with both of you. Let's start with Roland. Again, how did Bluff land such a great artist, Roland?
Oh, my gosh. So we are so lucky. We're so happy and so excited to have Lucinda with us for these past few weeks. And it's been really exciting seeing her come down to the last few days of finishing the mural. So Lucinda was introduced to us at the 2020 Bluff Film Festival, where they filmed, where they showed her film. And from there, with a matching grant from the Utah Division of Arts and Museums, we were able to create an artist mural in residence program. And so from that time until we started collecting entrance for them for mural artists, Lucinda kind of blew up during that time when she was selected to be the artist for the Super Bowl last year in Phoenix. So we saw her success there, and so with that excitement that she became the finalist for our mural project here in Bluff, which was to do a mural installation on the old Turquoise building, which is an old abandoned gas station right in the heart of Bluff. So that's how she came to us, and that we are so lucky and we're so blessed to have her.
Yeah, that's amazing. Lucinda, I understand, tell me if I'm wrong, but I understand you're from Glendale. What was it like to work on the Super Bowl there in Glendale?
It's still such a surreal thing that happened for me. It's been, a year now since the whole gig went down, and being born and raised in Glendale and then being reached out by the NFL to be the marquee artist for the Super Bowl last year was something that I totally did not expect, but it was a really great opportunity, big opportunity, and such a global platform that I had no idea what to expect once I, started working with the NFL. But yeah, I designed the ticket, and originally the ticket was supposed to be a digital image, and we went back and forth, and then finally towards the end of the design, they loved it, but the arts manager, project manager, was like, let's put in her element and have her paint it. And it was funny because I freaked out, and we only had 8 days to print, but they had me paint the ticket, and I did it in 14 days. And then after I was finished with the painting, they loved it and asked me to do a mural aside to the ticket. And so the mural, I was able to collaborate with other indigenous artists from the area, from San Carlos Apache, Diné artists from Navajo Nation, and just a mix of us. And we painted a 9,500 square foot mural in 22 days. And so it was such a big experience for Brown and Native people. It was an emotional moment that happened for a lot of us. And so, yeah, now I'm here in Bluff, and it's like small town, very peaceful, not as chaotic as Super Bowl. I'm glad to be here and paint such an intimate mural with this amazing community.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited to talk about the mural. Maybe tell us a little bit about your art. Again, we know you do great murals, and again, an artist selected, to do the Super Bowl, but I know you've also had a lot of other success beyond commercial in creating art. Tell us about your art history and what inspires your work.
Yeah, so originally what inspired my whole career was back in 2015, there was a mural project going down in Phoenix, and it was regarding immigration topic, politics. And there was a bunch of a couple artists that came from the East Coast, from New Jersey and New York, and they came over to paint a mural. But in the middle of that project, the mural got canceled. And you know, putting two together, we figured it was because it was regarding politics. And I've never seen that happen with art. But before they had sent the artist back home, we should finish this mural. And I was able to get another mural for them, or another wall. And when we got that second wall, we were able to finish the mural. But when that happened, the community came out, local journalists came out, and the word got out, and people came together. And I just seen that impact that mural and art has on people. And even with myself, it like changed my perspective on the topic, or actually educated me on the topic. And then from there, I was like culturally, spiritually, politically awakened. And I thought, well, if art can do that for me, imagine the many more it can do it for. So that's why I started painting murals. And I started collaborating with another artist named Mata Ruda. We started traveling across the U.S. And then 2017, I was invited to Wall Therapy in New York, Rochester, New York. And that was really the first mural project that I was able to do on my own, and it kind of like took my career to another level. But at that time, I was still working full-time and doing art, and it wasn't until 2018 when I took the jump to do art full-time. And so I've been doing, some of my work is regarding social justice issues that need media awareness, and it's just my way of helping. Instead of having we can have a voice, but my best voice is my work, letting my work tell the stories and letting my work advocate. One of my biggest murals, one that really traveled and got the word out was my Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women mural. And I painted that in 2019. And a really good example of the power of art is it took me 5 days to finish this mural, and when I finished it, it reached over 50,000 people within a few days, and it became internationally and globally known within a few weeks. And so it really shed light on the topic, and I was also, it also reached our congressman, Greg Stanton in Arizona, who learned about MMIW through my mural and had reached out wanting to meet me and to learn more about the topic. And so he did reach out, and I met up with him at the mural and educated him a little bit about MMIW. And, hearing my story about the mural really put him in perspective, like, wow, how could I miss this when it's in my own backyard? And so to this day, he now helps on the MMIW committee team at the legislature. And so he now advocates, and, like, every year he goes and he talks to me, and on MMIW Day, which is May 5th, he's there and he's advocating. And so it's really a good feeling when you can see, like, the validation of what murals and art can do. And so that's how normally I go about my murals, is like, these murals are not mine, they're the people's murals. I'm just a tool. I just paint the stories, and then I let them kind of go on their own.
Sure.
So I'm hoping the same thing happens with this mural. It's like I've been receiving a lot of love, a lot of support, and people. The word's gotten out, and so people are coming from surrounding areas just to come to see the wall and to see what's going on. And so far, so good. People are loving it.
Well, very good. Yeah, I've heard great things, seen some great images of it as well. We're excited for the big reveal, kind of event that's happening Sunday evening. I know you got a lot of work to do, but tell us about some of the help that you've received, particularly from the students at White Horse High School.
Yeah, so the Georgiana is a great teacher. I came to visit back in October just to get a little familiar with the town and the community. And so I met some of the students when I was there. And then now they're coming. They're on spring break right now, but last week they've been coming almost every day to help. And so the bottom part of the mural, the students, these girls, these matriarchs, have been coming and helping me and paint, and so they've been having a really great time, and I'm just happy for them to be a part of it, because this is something that I wish I had when I was growing up, is I had someone that could mentor me or show me the possibilities of what art and creativity can do.
Very good. Well, tell us about what's in the mural, or just what kind of inspired it. From the Bluff community, the surrounding San Juan River, and the area.
Yeah. So when I came back in October, we had a town kind of like a town hall event that was going on, and so people were able to actually share stories, give their feedback on what they wanted the mural to include. The students actually wrote. Georgiana, the teacher, had asked a few questions and then the students were able to answer and describe what Bluff means to them and what the surrounding area means to them and what it would look like, or what is your description to someone who's not from the area. So I took those elements and just hearing stories, and I kind of put this mural together where the landscape is very bright and colorful, because I'm known for my color theory, which is my bright oranges and magentas and purples, and so I use that in the landscape and from the surrounding areas for the mesas that are around us. I included the mesas. I included some of the kivas that I was lucky to see this past week, and I came up with a mural that included traditional Diné basket. And then, and also like a modern Diné basket in the mural, along with, I included the hands of Peggy Black, which is a traditional Diné basket weaver. And I met her last time I was here, and I was able to sit down and, exchange stories and watch her weave. And I asked her, I was like, her permission to take her pictures of her weaving in her hands, because I love hands and just painting hands. And I asked her, and she said, yeah. I go, well, your hands might be famous. They might be in a mural. And we just started laughing. And I was like, oh, I hope you don't mind. And she was okay with it. And so I included her, and then she was at the beginning, her hands are at the beginning process of the basket weaving. And then on the lower right, there is a Diné girl herding sheep looking out into the moon. And so naturally, I didn't notice it, but the mural has, people picked up on the feminine energy that the mural carries. And so even with the moon, our mother moon, it carries that energy. And so throughout the mural, you're going to see the matriarchs really take the space and show that resilience and that strength in the mural. And at the very end, there is a poem by a local Bluff member. She's Diné, and her name's Irene. And she wrote, she's a poet, and she wrote this poem. She's also a boarding school survivor, and she wrote this poem regarding the issue. And this poem talks about how when she was released, or how she used the river to find her way home. And so the poem really tied in with the mural, and so we're going to also place that poem that she wrote on the last wall, the second wall that we have there. So it just ties everything in together. So, wow. Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, it's a reason for our listeners. Obviously a lot of people live in San Juan County, but if you're from Moab or Cortez, I guess it's a reason you got to go to Bluff and check right. this mural out.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, please. Yeah, Roland.
Lucinda's work and about that. Yeah. I mean, I think that Lucinda's work, I mean, one of her core values, I feel, that I get from her as an artist, is that representation really matters to her. And I feel like, we live in a society, where it's difficult for people to listen to each other's stories. But I'm a firm believer that if you allow yourself to listen to other people's stories, if you're open to listening to other people's stories, you realize that you're more similar than you are different. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the main part of representation, that you have to be seen. And I feel like representation is a two-way street. You have to be seen, and also at the same time, you have to feel seen. And I think Lucinda has this incredibly magical way of taking other people's lived experiences, other people's stories, and then throwing them onto a canvas so that the world can see. And, like, I mean, like, I see so much represented in this mural. Like, it speaks to me as well, hearing her speak of, like, these high school students coming in as matriarchs. I mean, it speaks to the Diné experience of Diné womenhood, of this, how Diné culture is a matriarchal society. I just, it's just so vivid and it's so prominent and so cogent on display. And I feel like the way she manifests her work in order to represent herself as a woman and to represent her values is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, talk about being seen, hard to not be seen when it's on the side of a big building off the highway there in Bluff. So.
Lots of traffic, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that maybe wasn't a lot of fun. Did you ever have anyone honk at you while you're doing murals? Or?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. And actually yesterday, and I'm in focus mode. I'm like, I'm not turning around. Just keep painting.
Well, very good. Well, we're glad that you could take some time. Let us pull you out of focus mode to talk about the experience. Roland, tell us about the event going on this Sunday.
So on Sunday we're doing we're calling it a mural reveal celebration, where we reveal the mural to the community and to the public. We will have live music by Neon Natives. We're going to have a traditional grass dance, a powwow grass dance performance as well. We're going to do live screen printing. So we're encouraging people to bring in T-shirts and totes that we can live screen print onto, and we'll be doing those for a cost, but we'll be using those as the cost will be a donation to the Bluff Community Foundation as well. We'll be also selling and displaying other pieces of Lucinda's art as well, and we will have free fried bread.
Ooh, that's always a must. Yeah. Then you've got to get down there.
Yeah.
Well, very good. That's really great. I know we've taken a significant amount of your time this morning. Roland, is there anything else you want to mention about the work of the Bluff Community Foundation?
Yeah, the Bluff Community Foundation it was created to sort of help the Bluff ecosystem. And it basically stepped in to, because it noticed that volunteers were getting burnt out, new ideas weren't coming into fruition because there was a lack of funding sources and whatever. And so Bluff Community Foundation was formed in order to kind of fill that void. I think a lot of it came from watching how the community came together during COVID and helped each other. And at Bluff Community Foundation, the board members saw how impactful a small group of people can be to galvanize efforts to help the community. So that was that kind of the spring well from which Bluff Community Foundation came. So like we're currently doing types of programming that promote like livability and Bluff. For instance, we have the recycling program. So we have no recycling program in this part of the county, this part of the state. So we started Recycle Bluff, where we are collecting recyclable materials through a partner, and working with a partner to get those into the recycling system in the country. And we are collecting recyclable items once a month in tandem with the food bank distribution here in Bluff. We have gotten a really positive response to that. We have a lot of people from the Navajo Nation community that actually want to help us expand that program so that the program is expanded into the Navajo Nation as well. We also do a lot of, we support the arts as well, obviously, right? One of the upcoming programs that we're co-sponsoring is the Don Don Den Den Symposium over at the USC Bluff Designville campus. So one of the major things that they're doing there is they're building a sculpture made from used materials and found materials in order to build a spiral type of sculpture. And that spiral theme comes from the name Don Don Den Den, which is a Japanese onomatopoeia that is a word to describe just sort of this gentle vortex that's created from the culmination and the mixture of the community of talent. So it's actually going to be a two-week symposium, a workshop, and potluck, and all to sort of create this spiral sculpture, as the name signifies, that's made from found materials, and that's one of the things that we have coming up. And then we are also going to inhabit the building that Lucinda is painting now, which we call the Turquoise Building. It's an abandoned gas station. But we just received a huge $100,000 grant to renovate that building, and we are, our vision for that building is to create a co-working space, a gallery space, and a flex space so that we can use it sort of like maybe perhaps even a farmer's market as we sort to start to re-envision what that place is going to be, and as we begin to start to rehabilitate and renovate the inside of that space over the coming year.
Wow. Well, that's huge news, and that's great. And like you say, I mean, when you're recruiting people to get in that building, they'll know what it is based on the big mural on the side of it.
Exactly.
Well, very good. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Lucinda. Is there anything else you want to mention about the mural or your time in Bluff or anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run?
I just want to say that I'm really appreciative of everyone in the community. So many have been coming by and just being so helpful, like from getting my lunch or breakfast, from coffee, and I just want to tell the people of Bluff that I really have a special place in my heart for them now. So I'm hopefully I'll be back to paint another mural, because it's been in a talk at the recent breakfast that I might be coming down for another mural, so we'll see.
Well, very good. That'd be exciting. Well, again, we've been speaking with Lucinda Hinojo. She's been she's a muralist painting a large mural there in Bluff, and Roland Lee, who's with the Bluff Community Foundation. Again, they've been working together on this mural. There's going to be a big reveal happening this Sunday in Bluff. Should be a great event. Roland, Lucinda, thanks so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a privilege. Thank you.
Very good. Well, thank you both. Again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're going to take a quick break, hear from some sponsors, and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Come join Utah State University Health Professions for an open house on Thursday, March 21st. Learn what it takes to pursue a career in healthcare and how you can start working in as little as 2 semesters. The open house is at 344 West, 800 North in Blanding from 5 to 8 p.m. It's open to the public, but is especially geared for high school students and their parents. For more info, visit healthprofessions.usu.edu.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main, next to the Best Western.
Flip-flop and fish-flop weather is on its way. So come on into Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, and get geared up for spring. Easter's right around the corner, and we've got your Easter basket needs covered. Summer toys are here. Squirt guns, water balloons, yard games, and more. And it's time to get ready to plant that garden. We've got your seeds and starters. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Really glad you joined us this morning for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Our thanks again to Lucinda and Roland joining us in that last segment. We've got a lot of local news and happenings, and it's 9:40 and Friday, March 15th. I haven't even mentioned the weather yet. It's been an incredible snowstorm up in the high country, lots of snow. So again, with that, you know, reminding folks to avoid travel if possible, if not, to just be careful out there as you're out and about. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. This is actually outside of the listening area, but imagine we'll be big news nationally and beyond. A New Mexico State Police officer was shot and killed on Interstate 40, of course, just south of the Red Rock listening area near mile marker 320. Suspect was seen wearing a brown hoodie and a jacket and is considered armed and dangerous. So that's big news out of New Mexico on Interstate 40. So be aware of that, and we'll be sure to update you as we get any other information on that. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, taking a look some information. Of course, it's spring break now, ironic or not, here in the San Juan School District. Next week will be spring break in the Montezuma Cortez District, so I've got folks on spring break despite the evidence of lack of spring nearby. Taking a look at some other news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. We talked a little bit before about the latest out of the San Juan County Commission meeting, where members of the County Commission approved a letter to Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin. That letter was brought forth by Commissioner Jamie Harvey. Requested a meeting with President Nigrin to discuss several topics. Amongst the items in the letter included for topics of discussion were cross-sharing of governmental data with one another, ways to improve policing efforts for citizens, school resource officers, Navajo Nation roads, chapter economic development, and broadband connectivity. In presenting the letter, Harvey also mentioned they'd like to discuss the need to establish child protective service workers in areas of the in the county. As Harvey says, state funding is funding that position for the nation, which needs to be followed through on that hiring. Harvey added, this is an ask in conjunction with Delegate Curtis Unito, who's going to sign and submit the letter on behalf of the San Juan County and work with the staff to schedule a meeting. Harvey said, quote, ultimately, I think it's needed and it'll benefit our communities. That's some of the local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show as well, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the area. Funeral services for George Martin Griffith Sr. will be at 10 a.m. today at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez, interment to follow at Dove Creek Cemetery. Funeral services for Sandra Black, age 83, of Monticello, begin at noon today at the Monticello North LDS Chapel, visitation from 10 to 11:30. Services for Larry Williams Christensen, age 79, of LaSalle, are at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane in Moab, with a viewing to be held at 10 a.m. Funeral for Toyoak resident Joe Sagney Hulligan Sr., age 81, will be held at 10 a.m. Tomorrow at the Toyoak Presbyterian Church. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or San Juan Mortuary. We'll take a quick break and be back here on Red Rock 92.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber grills, Ego electric mowers and trimmers, Miracle-Gro potting mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank. Banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
A big welcome to all who are in Moab for the Easter Jeep Safari from the folks at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts. We know a lot of you may need repairs during your visit. Canyonlands Napa is ready with parts on hand or next day service for anything you need to keep you on the trail. Canyonlands Napa is easy to find at 200 South, next to the State Liquor Store. Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts, the place for all your fluids, tools, and fixes.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024, today in history. Number one song in 1993, 31 years ago today, was Informer by Snow. Canadian reggae musician Snow spent 7 weeks at number one in the U.S. charts with the song, which also was a hit in the UK. On this day in 44 BC, Julius Caesar was assassinated by his senators, fearing their ruler would become a dictator. The 15th of March is also known, of course, as the Ides of March. The Ides were the designated days for settling debt each month in the Roman Empire and generally included the 7 days preceding the Ides for this purpose. No doubt debtors who could not pay their debts considered the Ides to be unlucky days, as they were typically thrown into prison or forced into slavery. Wow. Today on March 15th, 1917, Tsar Nicholas was forced to abdicate during the first phase of the Russian Revolution. And on this day in 1972, The Godfather premiered. Today is Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. It's a unique and unofficial holiday that aims to make people realize that they are not always right. Did you know that bad decisions come from mental fatigue? Yes. However, according to the creator of this day, you shouldn't make decisions on this day because nothing goes right today. So, all right, Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. I guess that's on the Ides of March. Birthdays, Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas is 49 today. He was born in 1975. Mike Love, co-founder of the Beach Boys, is 83 years old today. Further along, Bret Michaels, frontman in Poison, is 61 years old today. Dee Snider, frontman for Twisted Sister, is 69. And musician Sliced Stone is 81 today. And the model Fabio is 65 today, so he can retire. Congratulations, Fabio. St. Nicholas was born on March 15th in 270 A.D., His tradition of giving gifts eventually became a tradition of St. Nick or Santa Claus giving gifts at Christmas. So, man, there's a lot. They had a lot of ancient knowledge about March 15th, the assassination of Julius Caesar in 44 BC, and St. Nicholas, born today in 270 AD. Happy birthday, Santa Claus. Birthdays today for locally for a couple of folks, for Mandy Jack, Denise Pribble, Berna Ernest, Chance Allred, Kimber Mitchell Hamblin. Weekend birthdays for Traydon Harris, Chavis Holiday, Allison Randolph, Brian Clifford, Bobby Joe Pastoris, and Erica Shepherd. Happy birthday. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's part of the morning show. We've got the on-air job fair. It's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. The weekend gets underway today with lots of baseball and softball. The Grand County baseball team is hosting the Red Devil Invitational today and tomorrow with three of our local teams in attendance, Grand, San Juan, and Montezuma Cortez. Today, San Juan and Grand County play each other. San Juan plays North Summit, Grand plays North Summit, and Montezuma Cortez plays Emory. On the softball diamond today, Grand and San Juan are both at the March warm-up in St. George. San Juan plays Duchesne and Needles today, with Grand taking on Union. The Grand County boys soccer team is hosting Parowan today in a 2A South Region showdown. And over in Colorado, the Dolores, Dove Creek, Mancos, and Montezuma Cortez track and field teams are competing in Bayfield's first of two invitationals this season. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Phoenix Suns beat by the Boston Celtics in the NBA last night. Phoenix is in Charlotte tonight, tipping off at 5. Denver in San Antonio at 6:30. The Jazz hosting Atlanta at 7:30. Looking into the weekend, Saturday, Utah hosts Minnesota. And Sunday, Phoenix is in Milwaukee, Denver in Dallas. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We're really glad that you joined us this morning, and as always, we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.